Our parsha, Parsha V'Schanan, is a parsha, of course, that speaks about Kabbalah Satorah, where Klal Yisrael receives the Luchas Shnius, receives the second Luchas. Also, this week is also the parsha Shabbos Nachmu, where we read in the Haftorah, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami Yom Elokeichem, and the Medrash says, Loku B'Kaflayim, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki Loch, they've been punished twice for all of the Averis. But yet we will have a double Nechama, as the Pasuk says, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, two Nechamas. The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, that Peihei Amud Aleph teaches us, Amma of the Oretz, why was there a terrible Chorban? And the Gemara says, Ashlei Baruch B'Tayr Tchila, and what does that mean? So the Sefer Ginza Yisrael from the Chart Kvar Rebbe, Zatzal, explains that Midaraisa, before we learn, we have to say Birchas HaTayra. Whereas when it comes to eating Midaraisa, Birchas HaMazon is said after we eat. And why is there this difference where Birchas HaTayra is said before, and Birchas HaMazon is said after? And the answer, he explains, is because when it comes to eating, which is a physical pleasure, we actually have to feel it. And therefore, only after one has eaten does he say Birchas HaMazon. However, when it comes to Ruchnius, to learning Torah, there, a person who's going to sit down and learn Torah recognizes and realizes the wonderful opportunity that he's about to experience, and therefore the bracha should already be recited before he begins to learn. When we speak about Eretz Yisrael, he explains, Eretz Yisrael has both elements. Eretz Yisrael is a place of incredible ruchnius. The Gemara Masechet Baba Basra Daf Kuf Nun Ches Mabez teaches us Avir the Ara Machkim, just the ear of Eretz Yisrael has the ability to make us greater. And of course we know Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Chemda Toiva Ruchava. So if it turns out that Eretz Yisrael has in it both components, the components of Ruchnius and Gashmius, so we should have to make a bracha on Eretz Yisrael before and after. And the Torah and Chazal teach us in Masechta Bava Metzia that what was the reason that Eretz Yisrael, that we went to Golus, Ishlei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, we didn't recognize and realize the Ruchnius aspect of Eretz Yisrael. They recognized Eretz Yisrael for its Gashmius, but they didn't recognize Eretz Yisrael that it's like learning Torah, its Ruchnius element to it. And that's why Loksabakaflayim, they were punished, that they were taken out of Eretz Yisrael. But the Pasuk tells us, Nachmu, Nachmu, that when we will come to the recognition of Eretz Yisrael, what it truly is, both from a Ruchnius perspective and from a Gashmius perspective, so Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, we will have a double Nechama. We will recognize that what Eretz Yisrael really represents, a place of Torah, a place of Avodas Hashem, a place of Yerushalayim, and also, of course, the wonderful Gashmius that Eretz Yisrael brings. And therefore, the Navi tells us, Loksabakaflayim, we got a double punishment, we lost the Ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael, we lost the Gashmius of Eretz Yisrael, we didn't realize that Eretz Yisrael is a place of Torah, but we will be Zoycha B'mehera B'yameinu, Nachmu, Nachmu, to the double Nechama. The Gemara Masechet Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, tells us Tana Rabbanan Osher VaOsher VaRosher BaYamudin. There are three people that after they leave the world, as everyone is going to have to give a reckoning. Lani Amrlo, to the poor person, they say, Neimalo Yisakti B'Torah, why didn't you learn Torah? Im Amar, and if he will say, Ani Hayisi V'Torah B'Mizonosai, I was very poor and I was just trying to make a living. Amram like klum and hayisi yis mehil. Were you any poorer than Hillel? Amram lava hila azakish b'chal yoyim v'yoyim. He made a very small amount of money every day. He earned a very small amount of money. But at from that little amount, he's still divided, have to be able to enter the yeshiva and have for his family. And then there's the wealthy person who was asked, name Maloy Sakta Vatira. He said, I was so busy with all of my fortune. Were you any wealthier than Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim? Amar lav Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim, they said regarding Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim, Shaniach lav aviv, that his father left for him, Elef ayaris b'yam, 1,000 cities in the sea, Elef ayaris b'yabasha, 1,000 cities in the dry, connected Elef sphinis b'yam and 1,000 boats. U'b'chal yoyim v'yoyim, and every day, noit al na'oit shal kemach ha'ksefai, he would just take a meager bag of flour, Mahalach me'ir le'ir, or Medina Medina would travel the world, Lema Torah. Rasha Imram Lai, Neymar Lai Sakta B'Torah, they say to the Rasha, why didn't you learn Torah? Ma'im Anaya Yisi, V'Torah B'Yitzri, I will say, I was, my Yetzahara prevailed over me. Imram Lai Klum, Na Hayisim Yosef, were you any more beautiful than Yosef? And yet, we know that Yosef was Yosef at Tzadik. So concludes the Gemara, Nimtza Hillel Mechayev Saniyim. Hillel will obligate the Aniyim. Rav Elazar Mecharsim Mechayev Sashirim and Yosef Mechayev Sarishoyim. So the Sefer Yalkut Lekach Toiv quotes from Rav Mishkovsky Zatzal. How do we understand this Gemara? This Gemara is speaking about the greatest individuals, Yosef, Hillel, Rav Elazar Mecharsim. Why? Because how did their lives become a model for our lives to the degree that we will be held accountable for not living the way they lived? So he quotes the Rambam that says in Hilchos Ritzeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, V'chaye Bala Chochma V'Aksheha. The lives of people who seek Chochma, believe Torah, and if they're deprived of Torah, K'misem Chshuvim. It's considered that they're not alive. So he points out that there are two places that the Torah says, V'chai behem, the two places where the halacha demands that we should recognize V'chai behem. One is in the case of a physical danger. We know that the Torah says in a situation, the halacha says, in a situation of bikuach nefesh, we have to and should do anything to preserve life. And when we think about that, whose life should we preserve? The answer is the halacha doesn't differentiate. The halacha says that every life is incredibly valuable. And in fact, as the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, that we don't measure the value of one life versus another life. We don't say, well, this person is such a tzaddik, this person is such a Talmud Chacham, and the other person is not. Every life is valuable. As the Gemara says, "My chazot the damach the doach sumak tvei." Who says your blood is any redder? Dilma damada hu sumak tvei. Maybe the other person's life is more valuable, even though to our eyes, it's not even a contest. So he says the same is regarding Torah. If Torah, as the Rambam says, b'li Torah k'misaim chshuvim, a life without Torah is a life of death. So the Rambam doesn't differentiate that halacha was only said to big Talmidei Chachamim. Everybody's life depends on Torah. And every Jew's life is dependent on living a life of Torah and learning Torah. And that without that, it's kamisa heim chshuvim. It's considered as if you're not alive. And we don't start saying this person versus that person. And that's why he points out, if we look in the wording of the Gemara doesn't say Mnei Maloi Lamadata Torah. The Gemara doesn't focus on one's learning. Mnei Maloi Asakta B'Torah. Do what you can. Do what you can. But recognize that a life of Torah is without Torah is not a life. And just like we could understand that everything is done and should be done to preserve a life, everybody's life of Torah, everybody's ruchnistiga life is extremely valuable. And it isn't only Hillel and Yosef and Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam that have those kind of lives. Every life that could do what we can do, we have to do what we can do in our avodas Hashem. And we say in this week's parasha, the pasuk that we say twice a day, "V'hoyu advar me'ela shanoich mitzavcha ayoyim alav avecha." And Rashi says, "Shlo yeh b'necha kedutma yishon hashen adam savcha." Don't look at the Torah as an old document, old ella k'chadosh shal kol rotzla, so it's something new, something exciting. But I saw that from Chaim Mordechai Katz that tells Rosh Yeshiva. He says that not only are we supposed to say this pasuk every day, but we're supposed to say it twice a day. Why? Where do we find that the Torah requires us to do something so frequently? The answer is because this is the focus of our lives. The focus of our life has to be v'hoyu advar me'ela alavavcha. Never forget. Never forget that Torah is our life. Never forget v'shinanto v'necho, that it is our obligation to learn Torah, to live Torah, and teach Torah to our children, our Talmidim. So that's why we should say it twice a day, to make sure that that should become the focus and what we live for, and that's why we should, and that should be our attitude towards our life. A life has to be a life of Torah, a life of living Torah, a life of learning Torah, and then we will have accomplished what Hashem sent us in this world to do.